Today's vegetarianism, the novel way of living, will be presented in Khmer and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Khmer, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
We call this Peace Cafe. One is because peace is really what we're about. And to me, peace is the foundation. Everything can build on that. But if we can't get a clear mind, which is my definition of peace, is to have a clear mind, then it's very hard to do anything else. So it goes along with the meditation. It goes along with, you know, the atmosphere here, because it's really peaceful with all these trees and birds. And so...And also, it's very simple for Khmer people.
សួស្តី ទស្សនិកជន ជាទីមេត្រី សូមស្វាគមន៍ លោកអ្នក ដែលបានមកជាមួយខាងមហូបបួស ច្រកនៃការរស់នៅ ដែលមានអត្ថន័យស្ថានីយ៍ទ្រទស្សន៍វូធឿងស៊ឺ ថ្ងៃនេះនិងថ្ងៃពុធ យើងខ្ញុំសូមអញ្ជើញលោកអ្នករក្សាទុកនៅសៀមរាបកម្ពុជា មកកាន់ភោជនីយដ្ឋានមហូបបួស ភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាព ភោជនីយដ្ឋានពិសេសនេះបានបើកនៅឆ្នាំ2009ដោយមូរៀនជាជនជាតិអូស្ត្រាលីធ្វើជាគ្រូបង្រៀនសមាធិ Brahma Kumari Raja Yoga ហើយប្តីរបស់អ្នកស្រីគឺ Tom Chen មកពីប្រទេសម៉ាឡេស៊ីសមាគមពិភពលោកមួយសម្បូរដោយវប្បធម៌ល្អប្រពៃហើយក៏ជាគំនិតល្អវិសេសមួយដែលភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាពបំផុសទឹកចិត្ត
Peace Cafe, we just took over an already set up community cafe because we didn't want to lose this whole thing of having a community here in Siem Reap. When we took over the cafe, it wasn't completely vegetarian. It was, you know, half vegetarian with fish and eggs and, you know, so we just thought, well, we'd like to try a vegetarian cafe, but people...advised us against it. They said, as a business, it won't work. You should be very careful because you can't really get an income from this.
ទោះជាការផ្ដល់គំនិតក៏ដោយ មូរៀននិង ថំ បានចាប់ផ្ដើមដោយភោជនីយដ្ឋានមហូបបួសរបស់ពួកគេ ពីពេលនោះគេបានទទួលជោគជ័យ យ៉ាងណាក៏ដោយភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាពត្រូវបានបង្កើតឡើង ដោយជាក្រុមហ៊ុនសង្គមមួយសំខាន់លើការស្វែងរកការលើកកម្ពស់និងការយល់ដឹងរបស់មនុស្សនិងការចិញ្ចឹមរាងកាយស្មារតីរបស់ពួកគេជំនួសឲ្យការរកប្រាក់តែមួយមុខ
I've been vegetarian for 35 years. I first became vegetarian because of my study and practice of Buddhism and of course to me the essence of the teachings is loving kindness and compassion and I thought how can Ipractice loving kindness if I'm involved in not just the normal killing of animals but the very you know very cruel way that animals are treated these days in this mass production so I became vegetarian I think first because of that and of course at the same time I was reading a lot about the health benefits so that was a great influence
Because I love food and I love animals, so I would like people know about the, how important our vegetarian food, you know. I think it's destiny that bring me to meet the Tom and Maureen because they are vegetarian mean almost their whole life, you know, so I am the new one. So they just introduce me, you know, like food and cooking.And so I'm interested in that, so we share everything, share an idea, share the dish.
ភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាពមានម្ហូបបួសច្រើនប្រភេទខុសប្លែកគ្នាសម្រាប់ភ្ញៀវទេសចរនិងភ្ញៀវក្នុងស្រុក
The menu is quite varied. We have Khmer, traditional Khmer dishes. We have other Asian dishes, such as some from Thailand, some from Japan.Malaysia, Indonesia, and we also have spaghetti and pasta and I think one of the things that's very popular here is the salads. There's about 15 salads on the menu. There's a girl that goes to the market every day, and she brings back all the fruit and vegetables. And there's such a wide variety here. There's probably, I think, 4 different types of eggplant, for example. And then we get the fresh bean sprouts. So, but we want to grow them ourselves. We're in the process of that. And the palm sugar is fresh from the trees. We don't use any white sugar here. We only use the palm sugar. So, you know, all the fruit and vegetables we're trying to get as local and as natural as we can.
នៅមានហាងពាណិជ្ជកម្មស្មោះត្រង់នៅភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាពរួមសហការជាមួយអង្គការច្រើនក្នុងការរកចំណូលសម្រាប់អ្នកដែលរកស៊ីដើម្បីពង្រីកការលក់ដូរនិងភាពយូរអង្វែង
So we're working with some very good people who are doing this fair trade and directly with some of the people who are producing some of the things you'll see in the shop. And so this is a very good thing.You know, that we're able to support these social enterprises. I like the idea of giving people opportunities to work and to create and to earn their own income.
ចូលមកកាន់ភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាពនៅល្ងាចថ្ងៃប្រហ័សដើម្បីស្ដាប់ចម្រៀងចាប៉ីជាប្រពៃណីកម្ពុជានិងពេលបាយបួសល្ងាចក្រោមបរិយាកាសត្រជាក់ស្រឡះនិងក្រោមពន្លឺដួងតារាសន្តិភាពក៏ធ្វើវិភាគទានក្នុងកម្មវិធីសហគមន៍ជាច្រើនរួមមានការតាំងសមាធិយូហ្គាការហាត់ប្រាណដើម្បីរក្សាសម្ផស្សការជជែកគ្នាជាមួយអ្នកបួសការបញ្ចាំងខ្សែភាពយន្តអប់រំល្អល្អនិងថ្នាក់រៀនចំអិនម្ហូបបួសមានឃ្លាមួយនិយាយថាពេលយើងផ្លាស់ប្ដូរពិភពលោកនឹងផ្លាស់ប្ដូរយើងខ្ញុំខំរស់ដោយមានការទទួលខុសត្រូវដោយការឆ្លើយតបនឹងពិភពលោកតាមច្រើនរបៀបដែលអាចធ្វើបានការបណ្ដុះបណ្ដាលបរិស្ថានភូមិសាស្ត្របានផ្ដល់ឲ្យប្រជាជនកម្ពុជាក៏ដូចជាសិក្ខាសាលាអំពីទំនៀមទម្លាប់វប្បធម៌យូរអង្វែងរៀនអំពីទំនៀមទម្លាប់របស់ប្រជាជនកម្ពុជាអំពីការធ្វើសម្ដែងបណ្ដុះនិងបាយទំពាំងហើយភ្ញាក់ផ្អើលចំពោះមុខឱសថនិងផ្លែឈើក្នុងស្រុកទាំងឡាយដែលឈ្ងុយឆ្ងាញ់ក្នុងចំការរបស់យើងខ្ញុំ
They're enjoying it because what we do when we do the trainings we organize a vegetarian lunch and you know the economy here is very low so we cook affordable meals for them so we can include it in the training and they all enjoy it they all say it's delicious so that's a good startThat's a very good start.
ឥឡូវនេះសូមចូលរួមថ្នាក់ដាំស្លដើម្បីរៀនធ្វើម្ហូបបួសប្រពៃណីកម្ពុជា3មុខពីនាយកនិងជាប្រធានចុងភៅសុងឈីម
Welcome to to Cambodian in Siem Reap we are at Peace Cafe. Today we have two students and her name is Jolie and she's Lily.So we are going to sell vegetarian food in our restaurant. We are going to sell 3 dishes. Well, the first one is fresh spring roll vegetable. And the second dish is vegetarian amok. And third dish, we will sell papaya salad. So we are going to sell the first dish is fresh spring roll vegetable. And we have ingredients like spring roll wrapper,and carrot and basil and lettuce and we start the first step we just put the spring roll wrapper in the water chopping board yeah so we had to roll on the chopping board
Yes. So the first start, we have to put carrot first. We just do like this. Or you can help me to scrap it.
Okay.
Yep, put in here.
Okay.
And then we cut the cucumber into like this. We cut the cucumber into like this, and then we put like this. And we put basil. We put basil. We have to put whatever that we like 5 pieces normally. So we just put 5 pieces. And we take the lotus to cover, and then wrap. Yeah.
Is it the same paper when you make fried spring rolls?
Yeah, it's the same paper. Yes.
That's
it. Yeah, like this. Okay. So, and the other one. So normally in our restaurant, we put 4 spring rolls in the dish. So we just make for 1 people first. So we have to make 4. So we put carrot. And cucumber and basil. Here's the fresh spring roll. Now we already finished with them. So we serve it again like that, and we will start to cook the sauce. Yes. So the first step, so we sit on the lamb like this, and we put, here's the palm sugar. Normally in our restaurant, we serve with the palm sugar. It's very healthy, yes. We can also make the sauce with the sugar, but this one very traditional. So we put, for 1 people, 1 teaspoon of palm sugar, yes. So we have to stir the palm sugar until it becomes a bit brown.
Oh, that can make
yes,
color.
Yes. And then we put the water. So 4 teaspoon of water. Not teaspoon, a tablespoon. Yeah. And here the salt. We have to put like this of salt, yes. Normally they use with the emmerichi, but in our restaurant we don't use emmerichi, so we put the mushroom powder instead. Yeah, mushroom powder instead emmerichi, yes. And we have to sweep off the lye. So we have a small bowl. Now we already cook with the sauce. But we have to put in the small bowl like this. And we have to let it until it cool down. And then we put the lime juice. This is the lime juice, yes. So we have to put 1 teaspoon of lime juice inside. And we stir. So we have to test. Hmm. Now enough, so you can test.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it, yes. You can use this spoon, no problem, yes. So you can get another spoon.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so you can test. You know the test, you can do yourself next time, yes.
It really tastes a bit like honey.
Yes, that's good.
Very nice.
Okay,
yeah.
And then we just put the toast peanut. We toast peanut and then we just pound it, become like this. So we put 1 teaspoon of peanut. Okay, so it's the salt of fresh spring roll. So now that's it. Okay, fresh spring roll of Peace Cafe.
សូមអញ្ជើញលោកអ្នករងចាំទស្សនានៅថ្ងៃពុទ្ធទី28ខែធ្នូភាគ2អំពីភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាពនៅកម្ពុជាដើម្បីរៀនចំអិនបន្ថែមនៅម្ហូបបួសពីរមុខរបស់កម្ពុជាជាប្រពៃណីល្អប្រសើរហើយឈ្ងុយឆ្ងាញ់ជាមួយប្រធានចុងភៅសុងជីមដើម្បីដឹងឲ្យពុស្ដាថែមទៀតអំពីភោជនីយដ្ឋានសន្តិភាពនៅសៀមរាបកម្ពុជាសូមទំនាក់ទំនង www.peacecafeuncle.org Email peacecafeuncle@gmail.com ឬទូរស័ព្ទលេខ +855 063 96 52លេខ10ឬក៏ទំនាក់ទំនងលេខមួយខ្សែទៀត +855 092 17 27 លោកអ្នកជាទីមេត្រីសូមអរគុណលោកអ្នកចូលរួមទស្សនាកម្មវិធីថ្ងៃនេះជាបន្តទៅទៀតនេះគឺរវាងគ្រូនិងសិស្សស្ថានីយ៍ទូរទស្សន៍វូធឿងស៊ឺសង្ឃឹមថាការរស់នៅរបស់លោកអ្នកបានស្រស់ថ្លាហើយសុខសាន្តដោយសារសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់គ្មានព្រំដែនរបស់សត្វលោកទាំងឡាយ
Friendly viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Up next is Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. May your life be brightened and blessed by unconditional love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.